Do you ever find big rocks and stuff in your field?
We used to find a few. They were in certain places. Now, in the hammock land, you would find more rock in your hammock land than you did in your flatwood land.
What was hammock?
You go out to a place like that in this high hammock. And that's rough clearing, I'll tell you that. But you got some good soil. It's a kind of clay soil in your higher hammock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of rock there. But in this flatland, you don't find any rocks there much. Mm-hmm. Not in this section. Now, further up in Sumter County there, you will find a lot of rocks there, right close to, big rock, right close to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're clearing the right-of-ways there for some of those roads, they had big piles of big rock. Take the bulldozer. Panel them. And put them in piles out there.
Mm-hmm.
People go there and load them up, haul them off. Build fences with them, you know, fence lines.
Was there a name for those kind of fences?
It was just a rock fence.
Okay.
And then lots of folks use them to build houses. I can carry you and show you one in Plant City that is a beautiful thing.
Just made from field rock. Huh?
Yeah. They'd just take those and they'd take the man that knew what he was doing, how to build it, and they cemented those things all together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to be cut to fit. And it'd taken quite a while. It was a whole lot longer to build a house with one of those things than it was to build them with blocks or brick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to shape those big rocks to fit
in.
And look right, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it makes a beautiful home.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've seen, in Atlanta, there's a lot of granite, pits out there. I've seen front of houses done in granite.
Yeah. Well.
What different kinds, are there different kinds of soil?
Oh, yes. We have sandy loam. And then we have what we call the black truck land.
Right. What is that like?
That's now you're right into it, right around here now.
Mm-hmm.
In this community. You notice how dark that soil is down there and coming by there where he mowed those old eggplants down?
Black soil.
Mm-hmm.
That's black soil. This is black soil back here and in my garden place
really
back there.
Black.
It's really black. Because I cleared that up in the edge of the hammock down in the swamp. It's really black.
Soil, deep soil.
And good soil. It's deep soil.
Much deeper than this
deeper than this higher land.
Soil.
But I mean the tillable soil
mm-hmm.
that goes on down. It is good stuff.
Clear.
Now, if you go out here and clear on a piece of land,
good,
and it's not too good, heavy soil, and you break it too deep, you're going to get a lot of that there.
Bottom sand or dirt
underneath that is not doesn't have much life to it. You'll get too much of that up in the top, on the top soil. And it's hard to ever work that out. It takes a lot of cover crop and time to ever work it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got to know. You should know what you're doing when you're clearing land.
Mm-hmm.
Not to avoid all those things. It will take years to overcome, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions about. the types of weather that you have around here.